Beverly Snowden joins us this morning from the Hickory Public School System. She's Director of Communications. And before we get started, I got to tell you, nice piece on you in the newspaper. That was great, you know?
Oh, thank you.
It was a great picture of you and the hound, your doggy there.
One of many.
That was great. And then, you know, there was a picture there of your daughter.
Yes.
Who we know who has been in, who works in the healthcare profession.
Yes.
A nurse. And your son.
Right.
Who is
Uri,
United States Marine.
Absolutely.
And so that was just.
And he's in seminary as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's right. That's right. I know that. But congratulations on just a wonderful piece on that. And good photos of you and the family.
Thank you.
So they did a good job on that.
It wasn't at 7 in the morning, so my eyes were a little bit, you know, more open than perhaps they are today.
And your love of animals.
Children first. Faith, children, and animals.
Oh, and you were talking this morning about the fires and something that people haven't brought up, and
yes,
something that you were thinking about is the animals.
Oh, it's breaking my heart.
The woodland animals are little furry creatures who are out there.
Absolutely.
And so there you go. That's just such a nice thought. So I'm really glad that they did that piece, and we're really glad to have you here.
Well, thank you.
You're more than welcome.
My honor. I'm very humbled.
Let's talk a little bit about what we've got going on. We're going to jump on the HPS Book Bus, Hickory Public Schools.
Yes.
Bus. And you brought a friend of ours who is no stranger to the First Talk studio. She's been here with her duties in Rotary before.
Yes.
Sandy Fotheringham. But I'll let you tell us all about it.
Well, it is an exciting time, and this is the week. In fact, today the book bus is to be completed.
And, oh, really? Okay.
Yes. And I'll go back a little bit. When Dr. Adele, our superintendent of Hickory Public Schools, first arrived, and that was September of 2015, so he's been with us just a little over a year. But one of his very first ideas to bring to Hickory Public Schools was actually the book bus. And he came in and he has shared with me, as he has with the staff and parents in the community. Within the first couple weeks, he was doing some research on our stats, our statistics on our reading scores,
right,
and particularly for our minority children. And he himself, as an African-American, he is very sensitive to environments and communities that perhaps don't have the means to get to the library or don't have the shelves filled with books.
Okay.
And so he wanted to do something that would attack those scores, help those children raise the scores so that by third grade, they were on reading level. And he was seeing that the percentages were not there, the
right,
scores were not there. There had to be a change.
Right.
And so he immediately got together with Sandy Fotheringham.
Right.
You know, she has an official title. Her official title to me is friend,
right,
and co-worker. But Sandy is the coordinator for Partners in Education and Volunteer Programs, and she's also the executive director of the Hickory Public Schools Education Foundation. She's a hard worker, and he knew that Sandy was the one that could help make this happen, and she has. So over the last year and plus, so many months, she's been busy as a bee going out and getting funding. They found, and she'll tell you more, but they got an old yellow bus. They've brought it new again. It's now been wrapped. She's going to explain that in white with a wonderful, diverse display of children. And the children are jumping on the bus, seeing all the artwork, and it's just beautifully done. She'll share with you who's been working on that and who's contributed to that. But the bus is being finished today, this Thursday, and the whole entire community is invited to come. This is open to anyone across Catawba County and beyond. But we will have a ribbon cutting for the book bus at 3:30 at Patrick Beaver Memorial Library in Hickory. And so there we'll have the ribbon cutting. We will have some light refreshments. The folks who have been a key part of this, who contributed to this. We will also, your good friend Molly Bass.
Yes.
She is bringing live book characters.
Oh,
so
nice.
We will have several live book characters for the children to have their pictures taken with the book characters, tour the bus, the inside of the bus. I believe, Sandy, am I right? There's over 2,000 books that have been donated.
Wow.
And
this
so.
Really is.
And some purchased. And so our maintenance department is, you know, stripped out the inside. There's all new shelving on the inside. I think Sandy's putting in a couple beanbag chairs for the children to plop on as they read. But it's absolutely stunning. And you can see by the picture.
Yes.
That,
oh, I saw a press release, right?
That is an old yellow school bus.
Right.
And I know our audience can't see it.
Right.
But if you come Thursday, you will
You'll
be able to see it.
Right.
So I'm going to turn it over to Sandy and let her talk about this year-long process and the folks who have stepped forward to help, and the benefits of the Hickory Public Schools book bus for our community and for our kids.
Very nice. Thank you, Beverly Stone.
Absolutely.
Sandy Fotheringham, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having
Always
us.
Always good to see you. As you were talking with Dr. Adele and he brought this idea to you, what's the first step? Do you get the bus? Do you think about the books? What do you do? What's the first step when you leave the office and you think, oh, my goodness gracious, here we go. Where do you start with
the
this?
The first step is get some money.
Okay. There you go. That's exactly right. Now, that's the first step.
We're very fortunate that people in the community just stepped right up. Mike Johnson's Hickory Toyota is one of our sponsors. The Hickory Rotary Club.
Right.
The Hickory Community Relations Council.
Right.
And Adventive Printing, Jonathan Waters, wrapped the bus for us.
Right.
The Hickory Housing Authority and Bass Smith Funeral Home.
Very nice.
So we've been very fortunate.
Some good folks there.
To get the funding that we needed, and
so that was the first step. Get the funding.
That was.
Now, do you start selecting the books? Well, let's go with the bus. How did you get the bus? Because you know, if you're going to get a bus, I'm thinking the school system would
That's
probably be
right.
like one of the places you would go first.
That's right. We got a bus that had been retired.
Okay.
And it was checked out, and we. Had the maintenance done on it and everything.
Right.
And then we got all of the seats out of it.
Right.
And we were ready for the start on the wrapping and the interior.
And the wrapping is the outside
right.
versus painting.
It, right.
It's covering the bus with
right.
the new... new wrap, new
right.
color,
yep.
from yellow to white.
And now, the selection of the books, do you work with the librarians? Do you work with, tell me about that. Because you were kind of the captain of this, or the chairperson. You were the one who was the point person. That doesn't mean you're going to go out and select every book. That means that you're going to work with the maintenance folks and get the bus and get the money and all that kind of good stuff.
Right, and turn it over to people who are best at selecting those books. Our media coordinators helped
okay.
with that. The library has helped with that as well.
And they're working closely, if I can say, they're working closely with Terry Hall, mm-hmm. who is an instructional technology specialist. And she is actually working with all of the media coordinators in our school libraries. And they are scanning and filing and getting these books ready. In fact, I guess they'll start doing that. Today?
10 o'clock today, they will be putting the books on the bus.
Okay, very
and
good.
So, and they're doing this as, you know, outside of work, after
yes,
hours.
Volunteering.
So the whole school system is really pulling together for the sake of our children.
So tell me about the bus, the interior. You got a lot of different shelves. I guess you've got the different areas, fiction, nonfiction. What age groups are we talking about here, Sandy Fotheringham?
Our target is pre-K
okay.
students because
pre-K.
We really want to get them ready for school.
So lots of picture books.
Lots of picture books.
Okay.
And, of course, it would go up through eighth grade. But we encourage anyone to check out a book. And even parents can, you know, check out books and encourage reading in the home.
Very
and,
good.
Prepare and they don't, those kids.
Excuse me. They don't have to return it to the bus. They can return their books to any library in the Hickory system as well.
Yeah, you were telling me about that before we went on the air, Ms. Fotheringham, mm-hmm. that when you get into you go to the book bus, and you can get a library card, right?
That's
you,
right.
So you can kind of sign up right there at the book bus
That's
for
right.
your library card.
And so you're able then to go to any of the libraries or just use the book bus each week.
Right.
And then, as Beverly said, we can return them to any of the libraries, and they will get them back to us.
Now, Beverly Snow, before we came on the air, because we were talking about this, and I was like, tell me about the book bus. She was like, the Good Humor. You remember the Good Humor? And, and the bell would be ringing, and you come out, and you get there. I was like, sure, I remember that. But you told me, but Beverly said, well, you're not going to have that. You're not gonna be, and you were like, oh, yes,
oh, yes, we are.
Yeah, so you could hear the book bus coming. It'll be playing like, I remember this is so insane, Pop Goes the Weasel, for some reason. I remember mm-hmm. that one. But whatever it may be, whatever you all select, you're going to have that playing so the kids will know, here comes the book bus.
That's right.
And they can go out and get that book. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Hickory Public Schools book bus. You can see it Thursday, November 17th at 3:30 at Patrick Beaver Memorial Library. That will be the official ribbon cutting induction of the Hickory Public Schools book bus. More First Talk after the break. Good morning. Welcome back to First Talk with Hal Rowe on 1290 WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. Sandy Fotheringham joins us this morning. She is the coordinator of Partners in Education and Volunteer Programs at your Hickory Public School System, as well as our friend Beverly Snowden, Director of Communications. And I want to make sure that I got that right.
Hey,
I have to look. I was looking, but hey. I didn't have it right in front of me. But Director of Communications.
We're just part of the crew.
Ms. Fotheringham, tell me, where will the bus be when it gets rolling? Because it's ready to roll now. It's been wrapped. You've got about 2,000 books. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
About 2,000 books on it. Basically targeting pre-K, but all the way up to about 8th grade, or parents can check out books. Where will the book bus be located when it goes out and starts to move around?
We're starting, we're going to be running it Mondays through Thursdays from 3:30 to 4:30.
Nice.
And the there are four different communities we're going into.
Okay.
One is the Hillside Gardens.
Okay.
The other is Terrace Gardens.
Okay.
Terrace Hills, I'm sorry.
Terrace Hills.
And in the cul-de-sac of Blue Ridge Heights.
Okay.
And at the Ross Center in Ridgecrest.
Okay.
So they'll be going to one of the different areas each day.
They can come. They see the book. They hear the music. They come around. They go in. They find the book that they want. They check that out. They can get signed up for the library. And you were telling me this is a good thing because maybe they start to really like these books. And all of a sudden they start to say, wow, I can go to the library. And there's a lot of stuff over at the library. And I've got my library card.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So this is a big plus.
It is a big plus.
You know, it gets them up, gets them moving, gets them out in front of the TV. Because Beverly Snowden, you were telling me that sometimes youngsters, especially very young, the TV has become the great babysitter. It has been for years.
Sure.
But even more so now. And there's a disadvantage to that big time.
There is, and it's so easy for all of us to do who have been, you know, my kids are grown, but as a parent, when they were young, that's easy to sit them in front of the cartoons on a Saturday morning while I'm running around doing laundry. I can remember being guilty of that, but you don't want to do that on a daily basis all day long, and we do know that there are some situations where parents have used the television set as a day-long babysitter. I know that Dr. Adele, when he's out speaking with families, and he's brought that forth. There's been cases where children have sat in front of the TV for 10 to 14 hours a day, every day. So they just sit there, and someone might bring them a bowl of cereal, then bring them their next meal, and then their next meal or their snack. They never leave the space. And we don't know what they're watching, but they're in front of that television hour after hour. So when they start school, they are thousands of words behind their counterparts who have either gone to pre-K or have had training at home.
Right.
I think Dr. Adele is asking if our parents across the community would read no less than 30 minutes a day, every day, 7 days a week, but just 30 minutes minimum. Read to your child, read with your child, be a part of that reading process with your child. It will make a difference in their academic career, in their life, in their self-esteem for the rest of their years. And I know that Sandy has really pushed and has reminded me as I was writing a press release this week that we want to make sure these children are on reading level by the third grade. We have children in high school that unfortunately are not there. So we've got to get them early. We've got to start early. Get them away from the TV. Get them away from the electronic games. I'm not saying take those away, but we need to curb that and get them back to the reading. Reading helps you in mathematics. It helps you in every single subject. So you've got to get the literacy covered first.
What was the most fun part about this for you? What did you enjoy the most?
I think seeing everything come together.
Right.
The design, I think, is just fabulous, and I think everyone will agree with me when they see it.
Oh, it's just great.
And
love it.
We had an anonymous donor who actually designed the bus, and then we took it to Jonathan Waters, and he duplicated everything that we wanted, and we're really excited about it.
And Jonathan Waters, we want to say his company has a new name. It used to be, for the folks who don't realize there's a change, it was A1 Printing.
Right.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Okay.
And
now
so
Adventive.
Adventive.
And so in case folks didn't know the name change, but he's the one that has been really, and his staff have been wrapping that bus and putting the characters, printing them out, and putting them on the bus every single day for several days.
Do you have a librarian or somebody to help the kids on the bus? Do you have somebody who's going to volunteer? You're looking at me like, I'm really glad you asked that question.
I am glad you asked that. We are so fortunate that we have retired teachers who are volunteering.
Nice. There you go.
Ride on the bus and check the books out with the students. So
that gives them an opportunity to stay plugged in and to be around the students.
Yes.
So that's obviously. So this is all really a good thing. This is
really
all.
And the bus driver is Renrick Pope, and she is a hometown lady. She is our transportation coordinator, and she has stepped up to help with this. Don't know that she'll always do this years down the road, but for right now, I mean, she knows how to drive a bus, and she's passionate about this. She's passionate about our children, and so she said, oh, let me do it. So she's going to make sure that that's fit into her schedule in the afternoons, Monday through Thursday, to get that bus into the neighborhoods.
I don't know, but I can just guess, and I'm thinking that this is something that youngsters will probably be looking forward to. You know, like the ice cream truck, or like they're going to say, wow, here's another opportunity for me to get a book. Because let's face it, this is some of the things that y'all have talked about. Maybe we don't think about it. Some of these areas, you're not going to have a lot of children, pre-K, younger kids, going out and saying, yeah, let's go to the library. Let's get a picture book. This may be the very first time. So another reason that you want to do a big ribbon cutting is to let people know about this.
Absolutely.
And to especially to reach out to these different areas and to let these families and to let these youngsters know, hey, it might not be the most convenient thing in the world for you to get to the library. Mm-hmm. We're going to do everything that we can to bring this to you.
Absolutely.
And we don't know how many community members can get to the ribbon cutting this Thursday. Being at 3:30, some of our schools don't get out till 3.
Right.
But we hope that parents can perhaps get them there, that it will be festive. It will be fun with Molly Bass bringing all these live book characters. There will be light refreshments. It'll be a festive time. It won't be any more than an hour, maybe even 45 minutes. It'll be short and fast, but a time for everybody to see the bus, tour the bus, talk to Dr. Adele and his vision to help our children improve their reading scores, and just to celebrate literacy at Hickory Public Schools and all of our school systems. We want our children to grow and have a successful future.
I know you're a very, very busy person, Ms. Fotheringham, with your career, and I know that you do a lot in the community and other nonprofit groups, organizations. This had to be, I would think, fun, too. I would think that this would be a fun project. Probably when you first got hit with this and you're walking out of Dr. Adele's office, you're thinking, oh, my goodness gracious, what in the world have I gotten myself into, or what do I need to do here? But I would think that that working with the artist and getting the bus and putting it all together, and now thinking about the fact that, yeah, this is all together, and what through your efforts and through all these great sponsors.
Absolutely.
And all the people in the schools, because I know it's not a singular effort, but it's got to feel good to think, well, maybe we might be changing some lives here. We might be helping some youngsters.
And it really is. And as you said, we've had so many people pull together to make this happen, from our sponsors and from the retired teachers stepping up, our media coordinators helping the library, and now I sort of turn it over to Terry Hall. She will handle the operations of it. And
you can follow Terry Hall on Twitter. I follow her, so make sure that you follow her if you want to stay up on what's going on with the bus, and a lot of other things tech in the schools as well. So follow her on Twitter. I want to thank both of you very much for joining us this morning and for what you do for our community. Sandy Fotheringham, coordinator of the Partners in Education and Volunteer Programs in your Hickory Public School System, and does a lot more as well in our community. So thank you very much for joining us. Beverly Snowden, thank you for joining us as well as
one. It's always my pleasure to be here.
Director of Communications, and she's the one who puts together the show for us for the Tuesday mornings. And this is one of the things that we feel as a radio station is important, is staying in touch with our schools, and whether that's Hickory Public Schools, Catawba County Schools, Newton Conover Schools, all the schools in the area, because we know how important it is, and this is something that maybe people, I'm glad that we had a chance to talk this morning, because you look at it and say, book bus, what is this? But when we got a chance to talk about it, this really is something very special.
Absolutely, and we invite everybody, children of all ages, come out for 1 hour and see the book bus this Thursday at 3:30 at the Patrick Beaver Memorial Library in Hickory. It's a fun time for everyone of every age. Come enjoy reading and enjoy children and this opportunity. opportunity to grow, especially here at Hickory Public Schools.